Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, this is exciting.
What's
I'd like to welcome everybody to National Zipper Day today.
Okay. Everything really does have a day, doesn't it?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I kind of regret playing
that. Why is that a Weird Al song right there?
I think the best zipper scene in all of cinema would have to be something about Mary. I posted that clip on my Facebook page this morning and said, hey, happy zipper day.
Yeah, that's what everyone thinks of.
How'd you get the Frank and the beans?
Yeah. How'd you get the beans over the Frank? happy zipper day, everybody. Okay, yay. So there's an update to American Pie, air quote, star, Shannon Elizabeth. We talked about her a couple weeks ago because she said, hey guys, I'm gonna join OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But the first week she made $1.2 million.
Good Come for on. Her.
Shaking
and
that booty.
She got to keep all of it. That was the whole point. Is she was like, when well, I go taxes. Out to casting
only
calls
fans
in
takes
Hollywood.
Them too.
But still, when she goes out to casting calls in Hollywood, they all tell her, we want you to take off your clothes. And so she's like, if I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna keep the money I make for it. So good for her
Why
being
not?
A businesswoman
business.
And getting that
Showing
cheddar.
Her business making business.
Good for her.
She says
her.
She is showing off a more sexy side no one has seen and being closer to my fans.
Oh, super close.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen it, though.
I was like, we've already seen that side.
But she looks great.
She looks really
good. Still, like, people are paying for it. $1 million
worth. $1.2 million in the first week.
Good for her. That makes me happy that she's making all that money.
I joked earlier, put your clown makeup on and head on into work today.
Yeah.
As Shannon Elizabeth shakes her booty on the interwebs, makes that much money. How about this, too? Lisa Kudrow was on some sort of podcast. She was talking about what the Friends cast made when the show was on. That first season, they only made about $22,000 per episode.
Oh, only?
But by season 9 and 10, they were making $1 million per episode.
I remember it was a big deal that they
Very
got
big
that.
Deal.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
all of them together, so that's
yes.
a big fat
Because they all
amount.
Held out for each other. Like, that
that's
was
right.
a big deal.
That's right. Well, they had some pretty solid residuals worked into their contract as well. She is saying that everybody on the cast, minus, you know, may he rest, is receiving $20 million a year in residuals.
Are you kidding
We're not
me?
Doing anything, just for reruns, product placement, you know, streaming sales, whatever. $20 million a year just hanging out.
Put on that
that's,
clown makeup.
That's a, yeah.
That also proves
nutty.
The power of a good contract and
yes.
make sure you work all those things out, you know, in
yeah.
the like in the now so
good
that, you
them.
Know, in the future it works out for you.
Hugh Grant's in the news today for some reason. No idea. There's an interview that has been circulating again in which he lists all the things that annoy him. And I'm kind of on board. I'm kind of on board with all
I
of these.
I want to make a list.
Yeah, let's make a list today. Things
okay.
that annoy me.
Okay.
So for his list, people walking slowly. Can't stand it.
Ugh.
Walk faster. Move
yeah.
to the right. People with backpacks.
Oh.
I'm with him. I don't get it. If I'm walking through a Target or something and there's somebody with a giant backpack on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, do you need to carry that much crap with you on a daily basis?
You automatically look suspicious to
and
me.
You
do.
Look suspicious. You look
you
like
do.
You're going to blow the place up.
Or steal.
So I'm annoyed
yeah.
with people with backpacks. Water bottles, I don't really get that one. I guess because I see a lot of people just carrying these things all
Gotta
the time.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, but I'm kind of in camp water bottle now. Leaf blowers.
Leaf
Only
blowers.
At like 7 a.m. on a Sunday. Because I like the leaf blower.
Okay.
I was blowing some stuff off of our back patio the other day, and Nicole got mad at me because I didn't close the whole back patio door. I just left the screen door.
Yeah.
And it was blowing dust in the house, and she just dusted. She was going off at me.
Yeah.
So I came inside with the leaf blower and started blowing everything
of
off.
Of course
you,
you
did.
Did
not.
Wow.
Even her. I was like, yeah. Such a dude thing. So anyway, I like that list. There's more on there. Look it up yourself. Anything else going on? Oh, Apple TV. Did you guys watch the season 4 of Ted Lasso trailer yesterday?
Okay, no, I haven't yet.
Season 4 is coming. I'm really excited. He is now going to be leading a women's second division soccer team in Richmond.
Okay, because you really like that show,
I really
right?
like that show. If you
yeah,
haven't watched it, it's a solid
it.
Show.
Yeah, I haven't solid. Seen it, but I love him. Like, I love everything he's in, so... Something to check out.
He's got a good mustache. And then Netflix has ordered a second season of the animated Stranger Things Tales from 85, just 5 days after its premiere. So they're
okay.
they're raking in money on that.
Well,
13.8 million viewing hours, it looks like. I don't know.
I'm glad somebody liked it. I couldn't really get into it. I don't know if it's
burn out on Stranger Things.
Well, it's the cartoon part of it too. I just feel like a small child.
Well, yeah, I can see
even
that.
More than normally.
I see they're going to be doing a Stranger Things Happy Meal at Mickey D's.
Yeah,
and I like that because it kind of brings me back to like the 80s.
Exactly.
When they did, you know, combinations like that with Mickey D's.
Yeah, the nostalgia factor for
product
sure.
Product placement.
Like makes me want to get a Happy Meal.
Well,
that and other reasons.
Fatty.
Lots of reasons.
All right, what's local?
Okay, so this is a big day today because it is Colorado Pint Day.
Yeah, get your drink on.
Yes, and it is always on a Wednesday, the industry's slowest day. Over 200 spots, I believe, are celebrating. So just drop by your favorite brew pub, get yourself a commemorative glass.
Done it the past 3 years.
Have you?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it again because they just sit there for the rest of the year.
You should, though. This glass looks really neat, actually.
It looks just like last year's.
Does it?
Yeah.
I like all the little, they call them Easter eggs
yeah.
in it, right? Because like, there's a dinosaur themed. There's a lot of camping. There's some tents in
there. There's a prairie dog pouring a beer.
They pay homage to the mountains. There's the trees and all the wilderness in there as well. And this year, as artist Denver-based Joe Palick,
he did
pay homage as well to Colorado's 150th birthday this year, along with 250 for the USA.
Yeah, they pick a different artist each and every year for these glasses and then start pumping them out. I think they're only like $5 or something like that.
Yeah,
they're not
and
bad.
A dollar from every glass goes directly to the Colorado Brewers Guild, rather.
Yep, that's right.
And I like that because I think a lot of people, especially here in Colorado, because we're a state that's known for all of our local breweries, these mom and pop places that have really become national, you know, treasures and at least statewide treasures, but they're going through it. Like a lot of breweries, we've talked about it, how a lot of them have had to shut down shop.
Yeah.
Like there's the younger generation is less interested in drinking than we were at that age. And
so you gotta drink double
Well,
now.
But they're seeing the effects of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not the pastime that it used to be. So the local breweries could use all the help that they could get right now.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. If you
I usually get mine
there.
From a little one called Coal Mine Avenue Brewery.
There you go.
And they're super dog friendly.
Exactly. So go to your favorite little
I might pop in
spot.
Today.
Exactly. Go show them some
we'll
support and, you know, tip one back on
the,
a Wednesday. Why not?
The best thing about that brewery is it's across the street from the former Funplex, if you're familiar with that, down in the Little Fun area. Big deal back in, like, the 80s and 90s.
Oh,
they
tore
it down. There's, like, a hospital there now. Anyway, one of their beers is called the Funplex. And they still have the, like, logo on the glass and everything. And
yes.
It's like, aww.
Little old
nostalgia. Reminds me when I was a kid drinking.
Drunk nostalgia.
That's pretty funny. Okay, we're keeping it in, we'll go to Westminster for this one, where the city is asking residents to help locate and report the road damage during its third annual Pothole Palooza. Give it a fun name and you can get anybody on board, right? But they talk about how the potholes, you know, you've got to track them down before they become bigger issues. I mean, we all know, right? If you let it grow, it keeps getting bigger and larger and it just causes more and more problems. I mean, it's so funny, like, you know, like certain stretches of road that you drive frequently, you just know where to go, right? Like even thinking going home right now, I know where there's some spots in the road where I've got to get over to the right a little bit, right? Got to get over to the left on this stretch right here just so I don't hit it. But Westminster is trying to get on top of it. And I didn't realize they do this each and every year and they make it a big deal so people get excited. Again, just calling it Pothole Palooza, that'll do it.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Nice little name along
they
with it.
They need to fill it with different things, though. We fill the potholes with different things.
We talked about
instead
that, too.
Instead of asphalt.
Yes. Like, what else could you
circus
fill it
peanuts
with?
Circus peanuts.
You know, like, what if you do, like, the trampoline stuff? Wouldn't that be
funny? Yeah, put a trampoline in one of them.
Put a little trampoline. Put some
good.
Pillows.
Pillows
just some, like,
is
nice
awesome. Squishimals.
Squish,
yeah. Squishimallows.
Squishimallows.
Laboo-boos.
How do you say that?
Squishimallows.
Laboo-boos.
That'd lefoufous.
Be funny. Lefoufous. You don't want to go all spendy
mm-mm.
like that. You've got to do the lefoufous. And then one more with the Colorado whiskey named Top of the Top Root Shoot Spirits. The American Single Malt Whiskey. It's 4-year bottled in bond. It won the 2026 International Whiskey of the Year, as well as the Spirit of the Year and the American Single Malt Whiskey of the Year Award.
Holy cow.
This is a distillery that's based in Loveland.
Whiskey.
And it was born out of Olander Farms. And so it's a 5-generation family business. And I just love that they're, you know, keeping it here in Colorado. And they said it's a really good look for Colorado as well to get the top honor for this whiskey award. So yay,
I need to
right
try
here
it
in Loveland. Yeah, it's called the Root Shoot Spirits. American Single
you can
Malt.
Drink it when you're gold panning.
You really got to focus when you say it. Root Shoot Spirits. Yeah, top of the top. So we tip our hat to you.
All right, there you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype. You're up to date on all the big stories with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.